So this is just, I'm taking a few minutes before I go into, I have an art meeting this morning I'm going to, where I'll be showing a few, I'll just be showing one painting and getting a critique on that, trying to get an understanding of how people, what they like about it, what they don't, how they feel about it. And so I'm excited to get that done. I just wanted to, you know, drop a little bit of encouragement on some of you all. And like, let's just say as an artist, art is interesting in the sense that there's a preparedness that you have to have as a person in order to be content with however people view your work and however people view you in connection with your work. It becomes a shaking of the hands, being willing to allow people to assume whatever they want to assume about your work and about you, and or in coming to an understanding. Maybe it's accurate, maybe it's not, or at least feeling something, you know. And as an artist, a lot of times it's just about letting people be themselves. You know, you get to a point where you realize, we don't let these people be themselves. You know what I'm saying? And that leads me to a key point that I'm talking, that I wanted to touch on, is self-awareness and controlling your environment. Not controlling, but setting your environment up for productivity, for positive vibes, positive energy to be able to flow through, positive mindset to be able to flourish, and for you yourself to be able to continue to stay in a position where you're going to be successful. I think that this aspect is very important. Sit down and pay attention to what's being said to you, who's saying it to you, how they're saying it to you. Not so as to pick a fight, or not so as to view it in a sense of hitting back in a negativity, in a negative aspect, but what you're really trying to do is pay attention to your environment and assess if over time, if there's an excess of negativity or positivity that's affecting your productivity. And then at least when you have that awareness of knowing, is this where I want to be right now and how people view me in my life, or is there something that I want to do to make necessary changes in my environment and in how people view me in order to be successful? Do I want to step up to the plate now, to step outside of the box now, and show myself that I'm better than what people think? Once again, I do believe that's connected to your environment. That's connected to outside noise. You know, learn how to sit down long enough to be able to hear yourself think, how you think, how you feel about yourself, and then develop positive strategies for being successful. You know, listen to yourself, what you need, what you want, why you know, just listen to everything. Why do I overspend? Why do I overeat? Why do I overdrink? Always listen and pay attention to yourself to see if it's an aspect that you're neglecting, or if it's a certain feeling that's promoting this result that's making you become negligent towards yourself and your goals and your productivity. So that's what I got for y'all today, Saturday. I'm gonna go ahead and get with it. I'm joining this little art session this morning in Detroit. And, you know, I ain't trying to be nobody, you know, spectacular in this thing necessarily. You know, I feel like my hard work that I put in is just to give a person who probably was coming up feeling like me, thinking that nobody really cared about what they was doing, a leg up and realizing that you can contribute in areas that you respect. You know, you can develop a strategy to be a contributor in what areas of the gifts that you've been given. You know what I'm saying? So just think about that, and I hope everybody have a good Saturday. Peace.